Oh, hello, and welcome to Walk and Talk by yours truly, Michael Daniels. Walk it like I talk. I'm just messing. So, what is Walk and Talk? Walk and Talk is a podcast that I'm going to create in which, I want to tell you guys about my passions and what I'm interested in and what I'm feeling and some opinions on some other stuff. And really, I'm going to talk about, sports, music, etc. Like a bunch of different things. So why did I create Walk and Talk? Personally, it's just because I have so many thoughts built up in my head and I'm really excited to share them all with you and talk about all these different things. And I feel like a podcast would be something that I would really enjoy and have a lot of fun with. This first podcast isn't going to be really anything too specific. It's going to be more, about me, about really what Walk and Talk is about, how I came to be, and, what's unique about Walk and Talk. So we'll start with what's unique about Walk and Talk. What's unique about Walk and Talk is me. No, I'm just messing. So Walk and Talk is going to be one of the unique things is going to be so many different things that, I'll have the ability to talk to you guys about. And I'll be able to interact with listeners and just talk about an array of things that some people don't always hear about, sports, music, space, etc. Like just so many things I'm excited to talk to you guys about. Also, I have a very large, enthusiastic personality about this podcast, and I'm extremely excited to really get started on, more episodes. But I thought for my first podcast, I should really just, introduce everything about myself so you really get to know who you're listening to. So, who am I? My name is Michael Anthony DeAngelis III. In all of the platforms for the podcast, you can find me as Michael DeAngelis III. That means I am third generation, 3G, baby, MD3. So, how did I, come to be? So, I might as well introduce my family. So, I have my mom and my dad, both wonderful people. I love them with all my heart. I also have a twin brother. His name is Luke. I have spent most of my life with him, and he's a really great person to be around. Also, my parents got divorced when I was quite young, and they both remarried. So, I have a stepmom and a stepdad. My stepmom's name is Charlene, and she's a wonderful woman. And my stepdad's name is Alex, and he's awesome. I love him to death. So I grew up in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, and then when my dad got to and Bluebell's about 20 to 30 minutes outside of Philadelphia, where I'm currently living. My dad, split up from my mom. He moved to Ambler. My mom stayed in Bluebell. So, it was first adjusting, switching from house to house was fun. Difficult, not really fun, but in the end, like it helped shape who I am. So my whole life, I really went to, private schools, and not a lot of people went to private schools. Most people, either go to public or private, and that's just the way it is. And in the end, private really prepared me for high school and college, and it helped shape who I was. And that's all right, in the end, like, I got sick of wearing a uniform and everything, but hey, that's what college is for, to get out of that. I guess I could tell you where I went to high school because it's one of my favorite experiences. My high school is LaSalle College High School, and that is outside of Philadelphia in Winmore, PA. And honestly, LaSalle College High School has really prepared me for a lot of things in life. They just help you understand strength and gratitude and determination and love and brotherhood, and it's a wonderful school. It's an all-guys school, so a lot of people think, oh, it's an all-guys school, it's a lot different than public school. It's not the same as any other school, but personally, the experiences I had at LaSalle have really, helped shape who I am today. One of these is, they've had a lot of service and the service and retreat opportunities. When I was at LaSalle, I was able to go to Montana, and this was a service trip. And what we did, we went out to the Blackfeet Reservation. So we were on a Native American reservation, and we were, helping Brighton is a school, the De La Salle school, in that reservation community. So what we did was we went there and, we helped paint the school, make their image look better for, the people in the town and all of the people who were interested in going to the De La Salle school. Also on top of that, Montana was a wonderful experience because that was the farthest west I've ever been. And also you were able to, see a completely different culture. And seeing that culture of how people lived in the reservation and, how the Native Americans lived and all the stories that they had, it was something to really immerse yourself in. And personally, I thought that, that was one thing that really shaped me because it made me see that, a lot of people live different lives than I do, no matter where you are. And you just see a different culture and a different lifestyle. Another thing that LaSalle offered that, really helped me become who I am is Kairos. And for most people who don't know Kairos, it is a half religious, half life retreat, I would say. I would say there's definitely some religious aspects, finding God, like being one with God, all of that. But honestly, Kairos isn't just, for anybody who believes in a religion. It's for, finding yourself and understanding yourself. And, Kairos is a 4-day retreat. So you're there for 4 days, with a group of people. And really the main thing about Kairos is, you learn a lot on Kairos, who you are and, what you could do to better yourself and what you could do to better the lives of other people. But the last day of Kairos, also known as Live the Fourth, is, how you're able to live that last day for the rest of your life. So how you're able to better other people around you, how you're able to better yourself throughout your life. And personally, I feel like not only Kairos did that, but LaSalle as a whole was able to help me with that. Also with LaSalle, I made a lot of close friends, and some of them know about this podcast, some of them don't. And some have already asked them to be in it, so I can't wait to have them on it, to talk to you guys about it. But LaSalle, I really made a lot of close friends through that, and I'm really happy for that. Also, something that's really shaped my life is tennis. And I was on the tennis team at LaSalle, and I've been playing tennis since I was 6 years old. Me and Luke played together, and growing up, when you're a tennis player, but I wasn't just a tennis player. I also played, baseball, soccer, and football. But when you start as a tennis player, you start really young usually, and as you grow older, your skills become more developed. And so when we realized we were pretty serious about tennis, Luke and I, we decided to join a club, like a tennis club near our house. And that was great. And we realized, we didn't really like it. It wasn't as serious as it could have been. So then we decided to go try a different club. We just decided, oh, this one's pretty close. They have a cool summer camp program that they offer, and it'd be really special to try it out there. So we ended up going there. It's actually on Tennis Ave, which is kind of funny because, they're a tennis club. Well, they're a tennis and sports club, but the name of it is Albert Ellen Sports Center. And I mentioned it by name because I love that place with a passion. I pretty much like grew up in that place. So I've been there a long time. I consider myself part of their family. And after going there for summer camp for so long, we realized that like we really wanted to pick up our game. We started doing clinics and match play there. And that was great because we were able to develop our skill with so many different people and with all different skill sets, and you're able to just like have the opportunity to hit against stronger and weaker players to develop certain skills. And eventually, one of the coaches approached me by the name of Mark, and I now think of him as just a very close person in my life. He approached me and asked me and Luke if we wanted to coach tennis at the club for the summers. And for me, this was a really great opportunity because I would be able to, teach something that I love and, show like my passion for the sport to other people, to kids and adults. And it's funny because, when I hit him, when when he offered me that position, I nailed him in the head with a tennis ball, and I felt like I was so mad at myself because I thought like I lost the opportunity, and I was so pissed off. But in the end, like, he didn't care about that. That was just a mistake. And, you know, he was just coming out to us, you know, not only for our skill set, but for, you know, our personality aspects. And he thought that we could be great coaches. And, you know, why did I want to coach tennis? Like I said, it's more of a, it's a passion, and I was pretty good at it. And I wanted to share my love for the sport with others. So I coached tennis for 4 years at Abdullah Sports Center during the summer. And I do have to say, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life because, you know, I was able to see students grow and, you know, grow each year. So, you know, you see a student their first year at camp, and then you see how well they play each year as you coach. And, you know, as you're there, you start to develop relationships with them. You become friends with them, and, you know, you talk to them about their games, and you talk to them about so many things. And when we told them it was our last year coaching, a lot of the students were upset, and, you know, it was upsetting for us as well because it was upsetting for me specifically because, you know, I loved working there, and it was a lot of fun, and after a while, like, I just enjoyed it so much, but, you know, I had to move on to do, you know, what I'm studying in school, like, get experience in that. So it was hard for Mark because he had to replace, you know, Luke and I, and we were there for so long. We were a big part of the camp, and we not only brought, like, our tennis skills, but like I said, we brought our personality, our enthusiasm, our excitement was there each and every day with the camp. And yeah, that, so tennis has been a big part of my life and also shaped, I guess, my patience and so many, and I guess determination, definitely. But after that, you know, after tennis, after my high school years, you know, I had the capability of, you know, traveling a lot in my life as well. And that was really great. You know, I traveled to, you know, the Caribbean a lot, and I was able to travel and to Italy, which was really special for me because I'm Italian, and seeing the culture there was great because I was able to experience that and different cultures. And that's really helped, you know, develop my, you know, food palate and just understand, you know, what different, like, how different cultures are, like, different than the one we live in the United States and stuff like that. But, you know, after all that, currently I'm a college student at Drexel University, and Drexel is a different school, I would say. Yeah, there's a couple of reasons why Drexel is a little different. So Drexel, the reason why it's different for me, at least, is because it's in the city, and I wanted to go to a city school. So don't get me wrong, like, I love the city so much. So I was like, shit, like, this school is going to be awesome. So I was really excited. Also, Drexel is a very fast-paced school, so, you know, they have these classes and whatnot, and, you know, each class is usually for a full semester in a regular campus, I guess in a regular school, because it's a quarterly school. So Drexel's quarters, so it's like 10-week quarters. So you're learning a class that's supposed to be taught in, like, 15 to 18 weeks, depending on the semester of the school, in really 10 weeks. And for me, that's a lot of fast-paced movement, but I like it because it helps me, you know, work on my time management and stuff like that. But also why Drexel is different. It's a city school. I would like to, I guess I could compare it to University of Pennsylvania. So I would say Drexel is, like, more close to Philadelphia than University of Pennsylvania because UPenn is, for example, if you took a campus and you just plopped it right in the middle of a fucking city. Like, that's what UPenn is. Like, you plopped a campus school right in the city. And then Drexel's more of, like, you know, it has taller buildings. You could see the buildings from, you know, when you're driving into Philadelphia, you can see the Drexel buildings. Can't really see the Penn buildings. Not that tall. But I'm not bagging on Penn or anything. They're both beautiful schools. So don't take that the wrong way. Anyway, what Drexel offers. So they have a co-op program, and that's why I had to leave coaching tennis, was because of co-op. And co-op is, you know, half schooling, half working. And, you know, for me, that is something that I really enjoy because, you know, it gives me a lot of time It gives me a lot of free time, but on top of that, it gives me a lot of time in what I want to do with my life. And each co-op is a different experience, and from that experience, you learn either what you want to do or what you don't want to do in your future. And that's one of the great things about co-op. Also, it's paid, which is a pretty big freaking plus, like when you get money for, working kind of at school. So school ends like really early for us, so it's like ends in March, and then we just go to work for 6 months, which is awesome. So what do I do here at Drexel? So I'm actually in the middle of a five-year program. I have a dual major in environmental and civil engineering, which I'm fucking pumped up about because honestly, it is so cool. Like the stuff I'm learning in my classes, I'm really enjoying. The stuff, I'm going to be learning on co-op is something that I'm really excited about. And like, it just amps me up thinking about like, I get to do something with the rest of my life in these majors. And they excite me so much. And it's really cool. So I'll have the ability to, learn in the field and in the office of like what one of these engineers does in like each and every day. And, it'll help me shape my future. But, in the long run, like I would love to get like, my own, I would love to start my own company, something with like, something revolving around nature. I don't know. That's one of my passions, and like green stormwater infrastructure. I think it's something along those lines because like, one of my passions is hiking, so I'm like always outside doing so, or just walking in general, which is why this is walk and talk. I'll be walking around and just talking to you guys about so many things, and I love looking around and observing everything. And I think that like, involving my major in something that I love to do is definitely the way to go in life, because then you won't hate work every day, and I'll be fucking happy, and that's the way it should be. So let's get back to more and walk and talk, because, I gave you pretty much the rundown of, who I am and, what my life is. And I just want to talk to you so much about this podcast. So this podcast is I would like to just describe it as an informative experience. Now, when you're listening to me, I'm going to be, I'm going to be using facts and research from stuff, but sometimes passion takes a toll. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about passion. So my emotions, I will start to get like really amped up about certain things, like I usually am. If you know me, I amped up about some things I'm so excited about, and like I'm really pumped to like tell you guys like some of the things I'm going to be talking about in this podcast. So first of all, sports. That's honestly going to be one of the mainish topics. I'd say it's like 25 to like 35% of the podcast will be something about sports. Anyway, grew up in Pennsylvania, diehard Philadelphia sports fan, Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, Sixers. They're all my favorite teams. And, at some points, like you hear about like Philly sports and Philly fans and in social media and the news a lot. And, this is actually what I'm talking about in my next podcast, but I just have to mention it because it's so freaking cool. I'm going to talk about how social media and the news portrays Philadelphia sports in trouble and Philly fans as dickheads, assholes, and scumbags. And, personally, I think that's all bullshit. And I've gotten in many arguments with people about this. And a lot of friends who are Philadelphia fans agree with me because, ever since, I don't want to get too far into it, but like ever since, the beginning of fucking Santa with the snowballs, Philly fans have been portrayed as, these hostile individuals that, are stubborn and just obnoxious. And that's not all true. And, every fan base has fans like that. So I'm going to make a point and just show the flaws in the social media and the news and how some of it's just bullshit and clickbait. But anyway, I don't want to get too into that. So, but also, on top of that, I won't just be talking about Philadelphia sports because a lot of my friends are non-Philly fans. And, we witness sports history, like, every day. Like, currently, we're witnessing one of the greatest basketball teams of all time on paper, the Golden State Warriors, go out and play basketball every night. And, I talked about this with a bunch of my friends already, and I'll probably have an own podcast on it, and it is freaking insane if you think about it. Like, these men are unstoppable. But, I won't get into too many details. Also, football, I won't be talking about, just basketball, I'll be hitting all the corners for sports. But also on top of that, you know, other passions. Let's leave sports for a second. You guys know that I'll be talking about sports, all right? We have to appeal to so many people because, you know, this podcast is going to be fucking awesome. So, all right, music, all right? I'm going to be talking about music a lot. So I'm going to be talking about musicians and so many other things that music involve, like beats and just different things that, you know, musicians use and musicians specifically, more about like my music taste. You know, I started really getting into music when I first got into college because, you know, I started using music as, you know, motivation. I started using it as a calming thing. I started using it as just, you know, walking to classes. I would listen to music just to like get me pumped up for just the class or an exam. And, you know, right now, like, I'm listening to a lot of like pop rap, hip hop rap, more like Travis Scott and, you know, Future, The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, etc. Some other guys that are like less known, but when it comes down to it, like, that's my motivational music. And, you know, I love all different types of music. Mainly I like, you know, alternative rock, like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, Group Love. Like, those are the bands like I really enjoy listening to, like, when I just like want to like be in a really nice place. And, you know, there's so many things about musicians that I could talk about, and I'm just so excited to share them all with you. And, you know, I'm sure most of you guys all have your own music opinions, and like I said, I can't just be, you know, I just can't talk out of my, like, ass here and just, like, tell you my opinion. I need, like, facts and research to support it, which I will be doing for my podcast, so not everyone will just think I'm just some, you know, op-ed talker who just, like, gives his opinion on shit and just, like, has no, you know, sources to prove what he's talking about. Anyway, some things I'll be talking about, you know, stories of my life. You know, how that relates to me, how that relates to other people. I'll definitely be talking about my life, you know, some of my podcasts, because, you know, all of you guys, like, I love to hear about you guys, and I'm sure you'll love to hear about some of my crazy stories that happened in my life. And that's where my friends and special guests come in. So I've told a couple of my friends about the podcast, and some of them have no clue, and, you know, I would really enjoy to have them on my podcast to just talk to them just about nonsense, or just talk to them about, like, you know, whatever they're feeling, whatever they're thinking about, you know, sports, music, etc. And I'm so excited, like, to have them on here, because I just know, like, the input that they'll have will just improve this podcast so much. And, you know, maybe for those episodes, you know, we'll sit down somewhere and talk, but I would love to just walk around Philadelphia with them and just, like, shoot the shit with them. And, like, that's the overall goal, just to, like, honestly, just shoot the shit with my friends on the podcast and just, like, have a good time. Special guests as well. Like, I would like to get people, like, that, like, aren't really well known. Like, maybe, like, it'd be so cool to get, like, an underground band, like, on the podcast and just, you know, see how, like, they became a band and, like, how they, like, want to develop their music and, like, get well known. Like, that'd be so fucking cool. Anyway, I want to talk about space. My God, space is a fucking enigma. Am I right? Literally, you could talk about so much space. You could talk about galaxies, wormholes, black holes. But mainly, like, something I want to talk about, like, is definitely, it's definitely aliens. Because, you know, you always see these videos of these abstract lights in the sky and how aliens can really, you know, are they really aliens? What are those lights? You know, you don't really know. It just could just be, like, just lights from a plane or some shit. But, you know, if you see those, like, obscure lights and no one really knows, like, is that another life form coming from a different planet, or is that just some bullshit? And honestly, like, I want to hear your guys' opinion as well on, you know, you can literally send in voice messages and messages to me about, you know, what your opinions are or experiences. Like, if you have any experiences with fucking aliens, like, send them my way and I'll put them on the podcast. Like, this is a podcast for the people, and that is what I want to, you know, point out. This is a podcast for the people. I want to appeal to everyone. So I know I'll appeal to a lot of Philadelphians, you know, with the Philadelphia sports stuff. But like I said, I'm not just going to talk about that. I'll appeal to just a lot of people when I talk about other stuff as well. So I'm really excited for that. Also, the stars. Have you guys ever thought about constellations? That shit is so cool. Like, literally, the stars are forming shapes in the sky that, is just like up there. And like ever since I was little, like I admired the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Like I was like, those are fucking spoons. Like I thought that was so cool. And like I'm just gonna talk about like, you know, stars, how they form, like what they are, like how cool it would be, and just everything in space, like, you know, black holes, wormholes, like how the fuck they form and shit. That's just gonna be awesome. Also, you know, the reason I got into podcasts was because I started listening to scary podcasts. And, you know, I've listened to a bunch of podcasts. I've really been listening to them over the past, like, 2 to 3 months, I'd say. And, you know, I just wanted to start making my own. And the first one I listened to was this podcast about skinwalkers. And what skinwalkers are these Native American, it's a Native American legend. And they're about these, like, creatures that kind of haunted this family. Like, or they've seen other sightings. They've haunted this main family in Utah at this ranch known as Skinwalker Ranch. And like, it's so freaky. It's so freaky because they form into these creatures and like, there's just like these orbs of light on like the ranch and just so much stuff happens that doesn't make any sense. Like they had to latch their cabinets because shit was flying out of their cabinets. Like, I don't know. And then like, I listened to another one on shadow people, which I want to do my own podcast on because I've actually had an experience with shadow people, which was so freaky. And shadow people are like, pretty much when you like lack sleep, it's like this weird, like shadow. It's like a silhouette of someone or something that like kind of like sits there and watches you. And like, if you see it, like you'll be freaked out, but like, you just know it's kind of like from lack of sleep. But like, there's stories of other people where, you know, they've seen them when they like not really lacking sleep, and it's just freaky as hell. So I definitely want to do like a couple scary podcasts, you know, or just talking about like legends, myths and legends, like, you know, maybe the Chupacabra or freaking Bigfoot. And, you know, that would just really, you know, be exciting for me. Honestly, like I would love to talk about nature as well. I would love to talk about hiking. Like I'm about to read this book. It's called, Zen on the Trail. And, you know, the book is about, you know, how you are able to, you know, get this really great calming and spiritual experience out of hiking. And like I said, I love to hike. So, you know, reading this will be really great. And, you know, I'll definitely give you the tips from the book on it in a podcast, but, just anything nature wise, like some really cool, great nature phenomenons, like, the Northern Lights, you know, how they occur, like when you could see them, when they'd be the best in a way, and just stuff like that. Like, I just want to talk like about some really cool shit with you guys. Oh, also, history. I want to talk about some cool history stuff that, you know, no one really knows. I'm reading about this, this book. It's called A Bold and Dangerous Family. And it was about, this Italian mother and her two sons, and pretty much like their fight against fascism, like back in Italy. And like, I'm just really excited to read that, like, and tell you about this family, or just tell you about some like really cool history stuff that like no one really knows, but just shit that'll blow your mind. And, you know, that's what this podcast is about. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be informative, but it's also supposed to just like be just something that I like really like to do. And excuse me. That's the whole plan. It's just to, you know, hook people in, just to, you know, tell them, you know, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, just to talk about kind of, you know, whatever I want, and then things that like people want to hear. So, if you ever like want to have a podcast on like something like you want to talk about, like just, you know, video message me, or, you know, text me if you're close with me, or, you know, you can message me, or whatever. And ask me, hey, like, do you want to do a podcast on this? Like, I'll seriously consider it, because, if it's really cool, like, I would definitely consider it. If it's, like, some bullshit, like, don't even bother, but, like, it's just, like, I really want to, like, you know, branch out to so many different people, and, you know, get my point across to so many people, and just help, you know, if people want to learn more about something, like, I'll be willing to research it, and, you know, tell you, what it's about, and just, like, some cool things that happen with it, and all of that. And personally, Walk a Talk is just going to be like, it's just going to be such a cool project, because, you know, I'll be able to continue so many things that I want to talk about, but I'll be able to do it and, you know, produce it and give it to you guys. And that's something that I'm really excited about. So without further ado, you know, welcome to the podcast. And, I'm really excited for the listeners, you know, to either contact me or just listen in and, you know, just tell them what they think. And personally, I'm just really excited, and you should be too, because this is going to be fucking awesome. And this is Michael DeAngelis, and I'm signing off Walk and Talk. Hey, walk it like I talk. Hey, walk it like I talk. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm just messing with you guys. I'll catch you guys later for the next podcast. Like I said, it's going to be something around Philly fans and Philly sports and how they're portrayed in the media and the news. Thank you, and everybody, have a wonderful day.